played Manalapan tough just a couple of weeks ago, a game they could have easily won. Gain of four, second down and six. And we are at the one-minute mark. Flag on the play. Dunbar back to pass, throws down deep. McGarry's open again. And once again, he underthrew him. And, boy, I tell you what, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It was a motion penalty, I believe, against the Panthers. Kyle McGarry's got to be a little bit frustrated because he's getting open.
And tired.
And tired, yeah.
I mean, he's had about four or five 50-yard sprints in the last few minutes. And a little surprised by the passing attack by Point Pleasant Borough. If they, you know, they clear out with McGarry, everybody going there, Moran, Salt, you know, maybe something in the middle of the field, which looks wide open to me, you know, and then let them run. So look for something a little intermediate as opposed to trying to go downtown from Point Pleasant.
O'Connor wide left, McGarry wide right. Trainer in motion, Dunbar back to pass, looks downfield. He's got McGarry wide open down the right sideline, and he overthrows him. That time he threw the ball too far.
Wow.
I mean, there was a mistake in coverage there because two defenders, and I mean nobody was within 10 yards of Kyle McGarry.
Well, they keep trying to hit that home run to McGarry, and again, the 50-yard sprint down the sidelines, and that time it was a perfect pass from Dunbar as far as a spiral is concerned. As he got it off quick, but he just overthrew him by 5 or 6 yards. Wasn't even close.
Third down and 12. An exhausted McGarry goes wide right. Dunbar back to pass again. Pressure is going to roll to his left. He's got plenty of room to run, and he will. Gain about 5 or 6 yards. He's going to be brought down, and that'll bring up a fourth down. And there's 34 seconds left, and the clock is rolling. But Point Borough doesn't look to be in any hurry here.
They will use a
clock still rolling. I am shocked. Are they going to let the clock run out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I guess on fourth down.
Yeah, they're going to go for one more play. They'll probably call a timeout with maybe five seconds or so.
Can see what they were thinking. On fourth down, if they went for it and didn't get it, then Barnegat would have actually gotten the football back with time on the clock.
Wow, they let it run all the way down.
They did.
Wow.
Well, there you go. That's the end of the first half. Point Borough jumps out to a 10-0 lead, but Barnegat gets the next 14. And it's the Bengals with a 14-10 lead here at halftime. Teams will head off to their respective locker rooms.
Well, Robbie Davis, try to get up there and get a word in.
You got to move a little quicker than that, man.
Hey, come on. You know what happened to my knee. I am with Rob Davis. Coach, looks like McCoy can throw the ball on the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very good football team that we're playing. We know we got to take chances. We know we have the capability of scoring at any time, so we kept our composure. We shot ourselves in the foot with a fumble. But, you know, our kids are resilient. They're going to fight back, and, you know, we're going to give it our best.
Seems like after the first 5 or 6 minutes when Dunbar really put it to you, you've made some adjustments and have basically stopped them since.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time we've seen this type of offense, so it's kind of new, you know. So assignment football, we're a pretty aggressive defense. We got to be a little more patient and trust the reads, and we'll make some adjustments second half.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Robbie Davis, the head man of the Bengals. And it is a tough situation to be in, Kevin, when you've got to face an option team for the first time this year. You've only got 3 or so days to prepare for it. And it's assignment football, as he said. You've got to have people in position. Sometimes those kids get a little, you know, out of position, and that's when Dunbar breaks it.
So that is the end of the first half with Barnegat up on Point Borough, 14-10. What we'll do is we'll step aside, take a 3-minute timeout here, and then we'll get you set for the halftime show. Ed Sarluka's shining moment coming up. But we'll step aside for 3. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
Change is coming. It might be the weather, it might be a wet road, and changing to Firestone tires can help you navigate it. Come to the Firestone Tire Sale for our best prices on Firestone tires. Change is coming.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you are safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $25 off any set of Firestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service. If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
This is Barry Cottrell, General Manager at DCH Freehold Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Freehold Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFreeholdNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Freehold Old Nissan.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, 1160 WOBM Lakewood Township, and 1310 WADV Asbury Park, Town Square Media Stations. This is the Ocean First Bank Halftime Show, presented by Ocean First Bank, taking care of our Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Hopefully we're back. Yes, Brad? Okay, good. All right. We had a little malfunction there, but we're back at Barnegat High School. The band getting ready to come on the field and entertain the crowd here. Like most of the crowd's headed for the refreshment stand and get something hot to drink. It's a chilly Friday night. Let's recap the scoring real quick for you before we head it down to Ed. Opening quarter, a 38-yard field goal by Brett Blank gave Point Borough a 3-0 lead. Then early in the second, it was Dan Traynor with a 2-yard run. The extra point made it 10-0, and it was all Point Borough. And it stayed that way until 5:59 left in the second quarter when it was Mark McCoy, a 76-yard touchdown pass to his favorite receiver, Pat Moran, who actually was well covered, just went up and made a good play on the ball, came down, and there was no one there and jogged right into the end zone for the touchdown. And 3 minutes later, the next time Barnegat got the ball, on the first play, McCoy's first pass, he goes to Jordan Salt on the other sideline. Salt goes up again and makes a play, and the ball comes down and goes 62 yards. So 76 and 62-yard back-to-back touchdown passes for Mark McCoy, and that gives Barnegat a 14-10 lead, and that's where we stand. We're going to head down to the field. As always, it is the halftime show, the Ocean First Bank halftime show, and it features your greatest halftime entertainment there is, Mr. Ed Sarluka.
And I am with the guy who knows it all of high school football. He works for the Asbury Park Press, and, of course, he is a weekly participant on our Thursday night football show. That would be Steve Falk. Steve, a pretty entertaining and quick first half.
And kind of bizarre first half, too. Point, you're looking at the football game, Point Borough is dominating the football game from the looks of it. They've run 35 plays from scrimmage, and Barnegat's run 13 plays from scrimmage. Point Borough has rushed for 177 yards. So off of those numbers, you would think they'd be Point Borough would be in hand, have this game under control and in hand. Barnegat's hit two bombs on fade patterns, and that's the difference right now. Barnegat's big playability versus more of Point Borough's methodical approach with the option.
You know, we both said that both
touchdowns by Barnegat, not bad coverage by the Panthers.
Very good coverage. The second one, the kid Jordan Salt, who's a transfer from Toms River East, and it's the first time I've really gotten a look at him. He's got some athletic ability and some speed. He looked like he just outfought the defender for the ball. I mean, the defender maybe was out jumped for the ball, and Salt kind of just ripped it away from him. And then once that happened, the defender fell down, and he ran right down the sideline for the touchdown. But the coverage was not bad on both of them. The first one was just a really good throw by McCoy.
And how about the fact that, you know, after really the first 6 minutes of the ball game, when Dunbar had his way, they basically have done a pretty good job against Dunbar.
Yeah. I mean, the first time Pointbro had the ball, he turned the corner on a 45-yard option keep. I mean, since then, he's only really had one run that's really hurt them. They kind of bottled him up. They're making him pitch the ball. They're making him give the ball on the dive play. Dunbar's made some good decisions pitching the ball, though. And the touchdown was a beautiful pitch. Jack Vitale, the A-back or the fullback in this offense, has hurt him with some few runs inside. And that's the thing about the option. That's what Walt Curry, the Vic Memorial coach, always said when he coached, was the offensive coordinator here at Point Grill running the option. You take one thing away, we'll just go right to another.
And, of course, the offensive coordinator now, besides Sean Henry, the head coach is Robbie Orak, who played for Walt Curry, you know, a few years, about 5 or 6 years ago when Curry was at Point Pleasant. He left the Brick Memorial staff this year, came over to run the offense, and works very closely with John Dunbar. Has made a vast improvement in Dunbar's play.
And I remember when Rob Orak played at Point Pleasant Growers, and I think in 2004 was his senior year, and Walt Curry was the offensive coordinator. Walt Curry always remarked about the intelligence that Rob Orak had in running that offense. Rob Orak probably didn't have the speed that Dunbar has, but he had the intelligence. He knew when to keep it. He knew when to pitch it, and he knew when to give the ball to the A-back. And that's a lot of running this triple option. You have to read what the defense is giving you. If they're taking you away as the quarterback, then you got to go to options two and three. Actually, option one is the fullback on this thing. But you got to read what the defense is exactly giving you, how to line up, how they're playing you, how wide they're playing you, and all that stuff.
Well, let's talk about some of the other games going on around the shore. It seems like, you know, from the scores we're getting, it's a strange night around the shore. A lot of teams that we thought would have an easy, you know, go of it tonight are kind of struggling. Give us a few. I know I'll give you one right now. The Manalapan Brick Memorial. Manalapan gets on the board in the last few seconds of the first half to tie it up at 14. You know, and let's face it, if Memorial could do away with the last minute of every half and every game, they'd probably be 9-0 right now.
If they could do it the last minute of halves and games against Manalapan, they'd probably be 1.5-0 against Manalapan right now. That game figured to be like that, though, because they played 2 weeks ago. It was 23-21 Manalapan. Brick Memorial rallied to take the lead in the fourth quarter. Looked like they had the game won. Manalapan drives down the field in the last minute, kicks a 37-yard field goal. Brick Memorial's 4-5, but throw that thing out. Throw that record right out the window, because when they get in the playoffs, they seem like they're a different team. They seem to know how to play in the playoffs. They've won as low seeds before in the playoffs, on the road, in tough spots. I remember 2 years ago, we saw them at Howell trailing 28-7 in the fourth quarter, and they somehow won the game 31-28. Brick Memorial is a team you never, ever count out in a playoff game.
The other important game right around the corner from us in Manahawk, in Southern, struggling, trailing 8-0 at halftime.
Yeah, and I thought this was the perfect draw for Southern. Shows you how much I know right now. Because Triton is not an overly athletic team. They're not like a Penn Salkin, for example, or an Atlantic City. They're not going to run you over with their athleticism. And their running back had been injured in recent weeks. So I thought, hey, this is a nice matchup for Southern. Southern's got, I thought, a more balanced team than they've had in years past. But it seems like right now nothing's going right for Southern. And when you look at it, there's some pressure on Southern tonight. It's their first home game in the playoffs in 53 years in the school, in the history of the school. There's some pressure on them to win this game tonight. I think people expect them to win this game tonight. It's not like in years past where they went on the road to some of these places and were an underdog and nobody expected anything.
How about Middletown South taking it on the chin so far in the first half?
Yeah, that's 28-7 at the half, Northern Burlington. I didn't see that one coming, to be honest with you. I was told Northern Burlington had a really good running back, but you hear these things about some of these out-of-area teams, and you don't take them seriously. And I thought once Middletown South got into the playoffs and got a second life that they would be a really dangerous team because they would seem like they were playing their best football of the season. But shows you how much momentum is a week-to-week thing. It doesn't carry over.
And Neptune seems like a good ball game. They put up 20 points, but the surprise is that they've given up, 17 or 18? I believe it's 20 to 18, right?
20 to 17.
20 to 17.
I never would have thought that anybody could score 17 points on the Neptune defense off what you and I saw at Lacey a couple of weeks ago.